الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal. But he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the title of the class today is the first treaty between the Prophet and the Jews. Actually, today we will learn about the Islamic state of Medina. Last week we learned about the Islamic society of Medina, and today inshallah we will learn about the Islamic state of Medina. We have described the Islamic society of Medina, and now we will take a look into the state which was created by this society. We must agree, sisters, that Islam is a complete code of life, and we will learn from the coming verses of the Quran about the Islamic state of Medina, and we will start by surah number 3, verse 110, to start to know more about the Islamic state in Medina, inshallah. Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 110.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم، منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and believe in Allah.
Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us in this verse of the Quran that the Muslims are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. When they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. So there are three conditions for us Muslims to fulfill the reality that we are the best nation produced by Allah: when we enjoin what is right, when we forbid what is wrong, and when we believe with sincerity in Allah. If we don't have these three conditions a reality in our life, we are not the best nation produced by Allah. Actually, the Muslims whom they were living with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the best nation produced for the mankind, because they enjoin what is right and they forbid what is wrong, and they have the belief in Allah in sincerity. We will recite again regarding the Islamic state in Medina from surah number 22, verse number 41. Surah number 22. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 41.
الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And they are those who, if we give them authority in the land, establish prayer and give zakah and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and to Allah belong the outcome of all matters.
So again, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying for us the conditions for the Muslims to be the best nation produced by Allah. When they establish prayer, when they give zakat, when enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And this is a proof from Allah that Muslims must enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And when we Muslims on the personal level or on the society level, we don't enjoin what is right or forbid what is wrong, this means that we are not following the rules of Allah and our Islam is in a problem.
Question.
No. Are we talking about the state, and Allah said this is the most exemplary state? Is it when they have the law is by the law of the Sharia?
Yes.
If, for example, they rule anything is by the law of the Sharia.
Can we clarify to you this in detail now? Okay. When we will learn more now, inshallah, about the Islamic State in Medina, we will learn that the Quran with the book of rules for those Muslims. Okay, so they were following the rules of Allah. Okay? Now we will recite again from Surah number 5, verse number 49, to know more about the Islamic State in Medina. Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Verse number 549.
وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ لَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَنْ يَفْتِنُوكَ عَنْ بَعْضِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ إن تولوا فاعلم إنما يريد الله أن يصيبهم ببعض ذنوبهم وإن كثيرا من الناس لفاسقون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And judge, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations, and beware of them, lest they tempt you away from some of what Allah has revealed to you. And if they turn away, then know that Allah only intends to afflict them with some of their own sins. And indeed, many among the people are defiantly disobedient.
Okay. So actually, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us, sister, that Allah is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Muslims to judge between them by what Allah has revealed. Okay? This is the rules of the Holy Quran. Accordingly, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he followed that command from Allah, and we will learn that Islam has enjoined the Muslims to establish not only a society based on Islam, but also the Muslims, the experts, to establish a government based on Islam. Actually, maybe that Islamic State in Medina was the role model for the Islam on the earth, and maybe it was not repeated again, so we must know it in detail so that we will be sure that these were the days when Islam was a reality, okay, in the life of the Muslims. The rules of the Islamic State of Medina belonged to Allah, to the rules of the Quran. The rule of law was the foundation of the first state of Medina. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not above the law. Okay? Also, mutual consultation with another aspect of the state of Medina. As Allah mentioned this in Surah Ash-Shura, we will recite now about the mutual consultation, which is one of the rules in Islam. 42, verse number 38. Surah number 42, verse number 38.
والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And those who have responded to their Lord and established prayer, and those affair is determined by consultation among themselves, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
So actually, this is a mutual consultation, which was another aspect of the state of Medina. Also, we must know, sister, that the state of Medina was a welfare state. The income derived from various sources like a zakat or a sadaqah and was spent on the welfare of the people. The Holy Prophet believed that a government should be responsible to meet the basic requirement of the people. He who has no supporter, the government is his supporter. You see, this is the reality of Islam. Also, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I am responsible to pay the dues of one who dies without paying it. These are the principles of Islam. So again, it is the duty of the government to take care of every Muslim. There is no one who is supposed to be very poor, or he cannot find the food, okay, or he is needy. It is the government, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clarifying, that the government will be the supporter for the one who doesn't have a support. This is actually the spirit of Islam, and this is why Islam is a religion which is different from other religions. Okay, this is Islam. This is not the Muslims. Okay, forget about the Muslims, forget about nowadays, because nowadays I was just mentioning in my class on Thursday with the Arabic sister, there is no Islam on the earth in reality. Religion of Islam is not around. Yes, this is the reality, because these are the rules of Islam. When we will mention the rules of Islam, we will not find any of these rules over the earth. Islam is against riba. Okay, you know riba? Okay, but everyone is living by riba. Everyone is using riba. Okay, Islam is against the wine. Islam is against gambling. Islam is against lying. Islam is against hypocrisy. Everything in our life. Okay, where is Islam? You cannot find the religion of Islam, the rules of Islam. If you look around, you will find some Muslims whom they are totally confused because they are not following the rules of Islam. So they are confused. Some of them don't have any rules. Some of them are choosing from Islam the rules which are okay for their life. Okay, I can put a hijab, a head cover, but I can be still alive. I can put a head cover, but I am using riba. I can put a head cover, but I am biting day and night. Okay? So you cannot find the religion. You cannot find the rules. In reality, you cannot find Islam on the earth. But when we will learn about the state of Medina, okay, those are the Muslims whom they lived Islam as a reality. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still between them, and the Quran was the source of all the rules. And because of that, the state of Islam in Medina is actually the best state which was on the earth, okay, until the Day of Judgment. Let us know now about zakat, okay, in zakat, which is charity. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made it clear that it would be received from the wealthy people of the community and would be distributed among the needy people of the community. It is a fundamental principle of Islam that wealth should not remain confined only among the wealthy people. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had laid down rules and regulations to deal with the criminal cases and the civil cases. For example, murder, adultery, false accusation, and wine drinking were all crimes that required punishment. So nowadays, when you look around, drinking wine, adultery, are crimes? No, they are not crimes. They are okay. They are cool. You are a cool person. When you drink, you are very cool. SubhanAllah.
So they say.
Islamic state of Medina was one of the most tolerant state. The use of force to convert the non-Muslims to Islam was prohibited. All the non-Muslims were allowed complete religious and social freedom. We will know this in detail now. The political and administrative structures of the Islamic State of Medina was very simple. There were no administrative departments or offices. The head of the state was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The governors were appointed by him to look after the state affairs in different parts of the country, and the book of the rules was the Holy Quran. So it is very simple. When you have the book of rules, which you believe that you must follow it, and every Muslim believes that he must follow it, it will be very simple to control everything. Okay? So it depends on the belief of the people, if they believe that they must follow the rule or not. Sisters know about the story of Aden, how now in our prayer, how we are called to Aden. What is the story of the call to prayer? Aden is the call of prayer. It has a story, and actually the call to prayer started in Medina, and we will learn now about its story. In the early days of Islam, the times of prayers were not announced, and the Muslims would come to the mosque and wait for the prayer so as not to miss it. They don't know what is the time of the prayers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wondered how to tell the people about the exact time of every prayer. One day a man called Abdullah ibn Zayd, he came to the Prophet and he told the Prophet that Abdullah had a dream in which he saw a man dressed all in green holding a wooden clapper. So actually, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that Abdullah ibn Zayd, he said to that man who is dressed all in green and holding a wooden clapper, Abdullah said to him, would you sell me your clappers to use it to call the people for prayer? The man replied, a better way to call people to prayer is to say, Allah is the greatest four times. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah two times. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah two times. Come to prayer two times. Come to salvation two times. Allah is the greatest two times. There is no God but Allah one time. Okay? So actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard this. He said, it is a true vision from Allah. So he sent to Bilal, who had a strong, beautiful voice, and ordered him to call the people to pray in this way. Bilal did so, and soon after, Umar ibn al-Khattab, he came out of his house, and he told to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had seen exactly the same vision himself. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah be praised for that. This is the adhan. The meaning of adhan is the fixed time for the prayer, the fixed time to call for salah, which we and all the Muslims still hear at the time of prayers from all the masjids all over the world, and it will be until the day of judgment. Okay? Now, sisters, we will learn about a cooperation and non-aggression agreement with the Jewish. Soon after immigrating to Medina and making sure that the pillars of the new Islamic community were all established on a strong basis of administrative, political, and ideological unity, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam planned to establish regular and clear defined relation with the non-Muslims. His goal was to provide security and prosperity to all the mankind at large, and to bring about a spirit of harmony within his region in particular. The closest people to Medina were the Jewish. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he decided to have a treaty with them with provisions that provided full freedom in faith and wealth. This is a very important treaty for every Muslim to know, so that we will be sure and we will realize that Islam is the religion of peace. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the head of the state of Medina. And in spite of having the power to control the Medina, he decided to have that treaty with the Jewish, okay, so that the Jewish will feel the freedom in faith and in wealth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has no intention whatsoever of following severe politics involving punishment, either of wealth, land, or hostility. He was interested all the time to have the best relation with the Jewish so that they can live both together, the Muslims and the Jewish, in peace. The most important provisions of the treaty are the following. Number one, the Jewish are one community with the believers. You know, sister, this is very important facts which we must remember nowadays. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam decision. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam plan. Okay, the Jewish are one community with the believers. Both of them, the Jewish and the believers, have the right to practice their religion. Number two, the Jewish will be responsible for their consuming and the Muslims of theirs. Okay, when we know these rules, inshallah, let us learn them, all of them, and then let us discuss them and learn the lessons which we Muslims nowadays must remember and must follow. Number three, if attacked by a third party, each party, Muslims and the Jewish, shall come to the assistance of the other. Okay, so this means that in reality, they are living as one community. Each party has the intention that the other one will be in peace. Okay? Because if they are attacked, if the Jewish were attacked, the Muslims will assist them against the third party. If the Muslims were attacked, the Jewish will assist them against the third party. So this means that they are living together in peace and they are taking care of each other so that they are not or were not attacked by a third party. Each party shall contribute to defending Medina in case of a foreign attack in its respective area. Number four, neither shall commit sins to the others. Number six, each party shall hold counsel with the others. Number seven, the wronged party shall be aided. Number eight, Medina shall remain sacred for all that join this treaty. Okay, so long you are part of it, okay, you are, Medina shall remain sacred. Number nine, should any disagreement arise between the two parties, then Allah the Most High and His Messenger shall settle the dispute. So this is clarifying that again, the Jewish will follow the rules of the Quran. If there is disagreement, this means that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very wise. Okay, and he has a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom that he made the Jewish to agree to follow the rules of the Quran if there is any disagreement between the two parties. Number 10, actually, to expand the zone of peace and security, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started to have similar treaty with the other tribes around Medina. So, sisters, we must have some time, okay, to evaluate that treaty and those provisions between the Jewish and the Muslims, so that we will try to realize how Islam is the religion of peace. Because nowadays, everyone is under the impression that Islam is the religion of war. Islam is the religion of fight. Islam is the religion of troubles. Okay? But if we have this treaty to be known to everyone, and this is treaty was actually done by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one whom a lot of non-Muslims in the West are under the impression that he is the person who doesn't have a good character, doesn't have mercy, he's just interested in the women. So if that treaty will be known to everyone, everyone will realize that the most peaceful person in this life was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the head of the state and he has the power. But in spite of the fact that he has the power, he has that treaty to give the peace to the Jewish so that they will, both of them, feel that they are two parts of one body, so that they will not attack each other, they will not cause troubles for each other. And this is very important for a state if you are looking for the progress. If you are looking for a progress, okay, in your family, in your work, in a state, in any place, you must live in peace with those whom they are living with you. Because if you have fight, or if you have problems, or you have different points of view, all the time, you will never have any progress because you are the, all the time busy in the fights and different points of view. You are not peaceful. And this is a very important psychological fact. If you are not peaceful, you will never be productive. You cannot produce any good thing in this worldly life except when you live in peace. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proving this fact in that region, and he is giving to the Jewish the right to practice their religion. So actually, it is the question for the Jewish, why they are not giving the Palestinians the right to practice their religion. Okay? So long that our Prophet Muhammad, 1,335 years ago, he gave them, you know, the freedom to practice their religion. So it is the right now for those Palestinians, whom they are a minority, okay, that they must have the right to practice their religion. And also they must remember that both Jewish and the Muslim, they were living together, taking care of each other, protecting Medina from a third party. So actually this is a proof that Islam is the religion of peace from day one. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a mercy to the human beings, but none of the Muslims try to know that treaty and to clarify it to everyone and to make it known in America, for example, so that the people will remember the first days of Islam. And this is actually the reality of Islam. If you want to know what is Islam, this is Islam. Other than that time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims start to become confused and not to follow the rules of Islam. Nowadays, as I mentioned, there is a big question about our what are the rules that the Muslim following. But at that time, at the time of that treaty, the Quran was the book of the rules. And according to the book of the rules, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived with the Jewish as one community. This is the proof that Islam is the religion of justice. Okay, sisters, we must be sure all the time that Islam commands Muslims to have justice all the time in all the aspects of their life. And now we will recite some of the verses of the Holy Quran to give us the proof regarding justice in Islam, so that inshallah all the time we will be convinced that Islam is the religion of justice. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived that justice when he was the head of the state of Medina, and he had the treaty with the Jewish. So this is the proof for us and for every Muslim and for every non-Muslim that Islam is the religion of justice. If Muslims are not following the rules of the Quran, if Muslims are not following the rules of justice, this is the problem of the Muslims nowadays, and not the problem of Islam. We will recite now from Surah number 4, verse number 135, to know about the importance of justice in Islam. This, and I am recording this, that on the Day of Judgment, every Muslim will question about himself and about the other Muslims. How, through his non-following of the rules of Islam, with giving a bad image about Islam to every non-Muslim. Okay, and none of the Muslims, they can imagine this, that this maybe will be the way to hell. Maybe we have a lot of good deeds, but because there are, especially those whom they are living in the West, when someone will notice or will observe a Muslim having a head cover, and for example, she is dancing in a nightclub. Okay, yes. So that non-Muslim will be confused. And when you tell him, what do you think about the religion of Islam next day, okay, he will tell you, this is not a religion. This is nonsense. Islam is nonsense. So someone will tell him, why you are against Islam? You don't like Islam. No, he will tell you, no, the problem is not me. The problem is the Muslims. Last night, as a non-Muslim, I was in the nightclub. But there was someone, a lady with a head cover, yes, dancing and drinking. So this is Islam? This is the religion?
It'd be pretty bad if it was a strip club.
Yes, Daniel, yes, this is the reality. No, I like. So I will tell you one thing, you know.
I want you to say it.
So every Muslim have the responsibility to represent Islam,
yes,
in a proper manner.
Yes.
Okay.
You will be questioned about this on the Day of Judgment. And because of that, I always mention to the sisters, If you put the head cover, you must know that it is a very big responsibility. If you can have this responsibility, well and good. If you cannot have it, don't oppress the head cover. This is the problem of most of the non-Muslims. They are telling, what is the head cover? It is a piece of material. And it is a cover for the Muslims to hide their hypocrisy, their lying, their bad deeds, all the bad things. They will do it, but I am excused. I have a head cover. I will be in the paradise. What is this nonsense? And where is the feeling of responsibility? We are in America. People want to know what is the reality of Islam. How they will know Islam from the Muslims? Astaghfirullah, I ask forgiveness from Allah about the Muslims. About the Muslims, yes. Where are the Muslims? Where are the Muslims? If you have a class like this, and there are more than 100 Muslims at home, they will not learn anything. They will not recite the Quran. They will not have any knowledge about their Islam. She will just put the head cover, okay, Arabic speaking, and she's the queen of Islam. And if anyone will ask her any question, she doesn't know anything, she will reply by another question, so that no one will know that she's ignorant. And that's it. And if you tell her anything, she will tell you, I'm a Muslima, I am born a Muslima, I know more than you, what do you want from me now? Yes, I mentioned this in full detail last week on Thursday, because I have a class that Islam is a blessing. So I asked them, Islam is a blessing. Allah clarified to us, Islam is a blessing. But where is the Islam? Where is the Islam? There is no Islam on this. So they were very upset. I told them, yes, you must be very upset, because you are not the representative of Islam. Islam is totally different. Islam is oppressed by the Muslims. And on the Day of Judgment, every Muslim on the earth will pay the price for what is going on with Islam. Let us now learn from Surah number 4, verse number 135, Islam is the religion of justice.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو وإن
تلووا
وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parents and relatives. Whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. So follow not personal inclination, lest you not be just. And if you distort your testimony or refuse to give it, then indeed Allah is ever of what you do aware.
So actually, sisters, this is an address to the believers. Number one, to maintain justice among all the people. Number two, to say the truth when they are asked about it, even in the following conditions. Number one, if being just on saying the truth will harm them. If you say the truth, it will harm you, but you must say the truth. Number two, if you have to testify against your parents and kin, you must testify against them. You see, this is how Islam is the religion of justice. Number three, and also regardless of the status of the people whom you are justifying against them, either they are rich or poor. Maintaining justice in this particular form requires hard effort, as people have to overcome their natural weakness, their own selfishness, and the feelings towards the relatives and the close friends, and the feelings towards the poor, sympathy, and the rich, envy and hatred. Also, they have to overcome their own friendship. Okay, this is the standard of justice in Islam, which requires the Muslims and the Muslim community to deal directly with Allah and to realize that Allah is the one who commands us to have justice, disregarding every emotion or interest. So again, sister, this is the justice of Islam. And how I can have, how can I follow that very difficult rules of justice in Islam when I believe that I am dealing with Allah. Allah, the Almighty, is the one who commanded me to have these rules. Again, I am repeating it so that we can imagine how Islam is very critical regarding justice. You can be just and say the truth. That truth will harm you. When someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, be just. The time of your class will be given to another sister for this reason, 1, 2, 3. Okay? To be just, it's that I will say yes, this is her right. Let her take the time. Okay? So it is difficult for me. It is my time for many years. It is suitable for me. I adjusted my schedule for it. But it is a command from Allah to give her the time because this is the justice. I will not think it twice. From Allah, the justice, okay. Okay? Number two, when you testify against your parents, okay? Suppose one of my parents did a crime and they asked me, okay? I am supposed to say Allah is my priority, not my parents are my priority or my kids are my priority. But how can I say it? How can I have this level of justice clear in my spirit when I deal with Allah? When you deal with Allah, Allah will be the one in your spirit. So when someone will ask you, did your father, had your father did so and so, immediately, without thinking, you will say yes. I am very sorry, I am very upset, I am not supposed, but this is the truth, I can't hide the truth. Why? Because Allah is my witness. Allah is my witness. Okay? Number three, regardless of the status of the people, rich or poor, okay? When you are asked to say the truth regarding a very important man or a very prestigious man in the community and a very poor man in the community, okay? And everyone will tell you that person, he has a very big prestige, and if you say anything against him, he will follow you the rest of your life, and also they will follow your family. Don't say the truth. Just excuse Allah. He will cause harm for you and your family the rest of your life. If you fear Allah and you don't fear the people, you will tell them all the human beings on the earth are just a handful of dust. Any person on the earth and all the people on the earth, they don't have power, they don't have will, they cannot do anything. Only Allah has the power and the will, and I am a servant to Allah, and this is the truth, and I don't fear anyone. But the question is, what I am saying is going on, is a reality in our life or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا أعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
All you who have believed, be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of people prevent you from being just. Be just, that is nearer to righteousness. And fear Allah, indeed Allah is fully aware of what you do.
Actually, sister, this is a command of Allah regarding that justice should be established and maintained. And it is due to every individual human being. So justice should be extended to all, believers and non-believers, friends and enemies, white and colored, Arabs and non-Arabs. Muslim community, whenever it exercises power, is responsible for maintaining justice between all the people. For example, when there were the Jewish living with the Muslims, it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had the treaty with them that they have the right, the freedom of practicing their religion. And both of them are parts of one community. This is the justice. Everyone is responsible for his consuming. This is the justice. Okay? We must realize the following facts regarding the importance of justice. Number one, justice ensures solid and constant basis for all the transactions and deals between individuals and communities. You know, sisters, when you believe that there is a rule and all of us are equal in front of the rule, it will be all the time this belief that there is a rule that will prevent you from exceeding the rule. Okay? Because there is no one above the rule. All of us are equal in front of it. So if the very rich man, or if the very prestigious person, he did a crime, okay, he will be punished according to the rule. Exactly like the very poor one. Okay, when you believe in the rule, okay, nobody will dare to exceed that rule. Okay, and this is the meaning that justice ensures the solid and constant basis for all the transactions and deeds between the peoples and communities. Justice in Islam is a rule subject to no preference. There is no one better than the other one. A rule influenced by no family relationship, wealth or strength. A rule that ensures equal treatment for all. A rule that subjects all to the same standards and laws. We will recite now again from Surah number 4, verse number 58, to know more about. Recite now, sisters, from 16, verse number 90, okay, to know more about the justice in Islam, verse number 90 and 91, so that we will know more details about the details of the rule of justice in Islam.
إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأوفوا بعهد الله إذا عاهدتم ولا تنقضوا الإيمان بعد توكيدها وقد جعلتم الله عليكم كفيلا إن الله يعلم ما تفعلون.
Surah number 16, verse number 90 and 91.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving help to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded and fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have taken it, O believers, and do not break oath after their confirmation while you have made Allah over you a security witness. Indeed, Allah knows what you do.
So actually, sister, this is the rules of justice in Islam, which were followed in the state of Medina by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early Muslims. And the question again is, what is the motivation for justice? The motivations for justice are, number one, obeying Allah's command. Number two, believing that Allah is watching over us all the time, recording all our actions and sayings, and He will reward us in the hereafter accordingly. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty mentioned many verses of the Quran to remind us about His knowledge, that He knows everything, and to remind us that He is recording our actions and sayings. And when you believe in depth that Allah by His knowledge is with you all the time, and then you are in a situation to say the truth or not to say the truth, if you believe that Allah is watching over you and Allah is rewarding your saying, recording your saying, you will not say except the truth. So all the time, let us remember these facts, sisters. Allah is with us all the time by His knowledge. I can't deceive Allah. I can't, on the day of judgment, say, oh Allah, I didn't say that. When Allah will tell me you didn't say the truth, you were not just at that situation. I will tell Him, no, Allah, this is wrong. Okay, no. Why I can say to Allah this is wrong? Because everything is recorded. And you know, sister, this is very important reminder to yourself. When you want yourself to be just all the time remind yourself, Allah is with me all the time. Allah is recording all my sayings and deeds. And keep on repeating these two facts all the time so that they will be in your heart all the time. So whenever you are asked any question regarding saying the truth, immediately you will say the truth. Why? Because the facts regarding the knowledge of Allah and the recording of your sayings and deeds are all the time alive in your heart, present in your heart. Okay? So this will be the way for you all the time to say the truth and to be just. When someone will tell you, why you did that, why you were so aggressive with your father, why you say the truth against your father, you will tell them, I was not aggressive, and what I say is what I believe in, and Allah is my priority. Okay, I fear Allah more than my father, and I like my father. When I said the truth against him, this is the proof that I liked my father. Someone will ask you how you like your father, and your father will be in the prison, okay, for 10 years. You will tell, the answer is that, let my father suffer the punishment of his crime in this worldly life better than to suffer the punishment of the crime in the hellfire. Okay? This is why I want my father to suffer here, because there is no comparison between suffering in the worldly life and the hellfire. So, because I liked my father, I wanted him to pay all the price in the worldly life. And again, sister, this is the sign of Allah's love. When you pay the price for all your sins in the worldly life, in the form of hardships and trials, this is a sign that Allah loves you. Because Allah wants you to pay the price for all your sins in this worldly life. So that, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, you don't have to pay the price. But for those... Okay. Go ahead. Ask your question.
I just wanted to ask, is it really true?
Yes. This is the truth. This is a very important fact in Islam. You know, we must all believe in this. That when Allah loves someone, okay, He will make that one to pay the price for all his mistakes in this worldly life. Because of that, you may notice that there is a very religious person or a very sincere Muslim, okay, who is all the time suffering hardships. Okay? And then you question, oh Allah, why that person is all the time suffering hardships? Okay? You don't know the background of that person. Maybe that person now is a very sincere Muslim. But maybe before he was not. So he had a lot of sins in the past. So Allah, out of love for that Muslim now, because that Muslim now is very sincere, Allah will make that person to be punished for all his previous sins in the worldly life, so that when he will be on the Day of Judgment, he will be already the person who paid all the price, so Allah will send him to paradise. Accordingly, hardships and trials are, for some of the people, a form of blessing. Okay? And every one of us knows the reality of herself. Okay? I knew about myself that maybe when I was at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15, my prayers were not the best of the prayers. They were not. Okay, I don't know much about, you know, sincerity in prayers. I was praying very quickly. I was missing some of the prayers. Muslims, my family were were not so strict regarding the religion. Okay, so I was trying my best, but that was not the best for Allah. So I will be very thankful to Allah if Allah will either forgive me or He will give me some hardships in this worldly life which I can tolerate. And through that hardships, Allah will erase my sins so that I will not be questioned about them on the Day of Judgment. Because there is no comparison at all between the hardships and the punishment in the worldly life and what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Just to try to imagine that the fire on the Day of Judgment is 70 times the power the power, to the power, you know, to the power, one to the power, okay, of the worst fire on the earth. And you can't imagine, you know, a week ago or 10 days ago, there was a compound or a complex near Montrose. That complex was about to be given to the people, okay, on the 1st of June, okay? 1 month or maybe 2 months before, last week, okay, two of the people working to put the end, you know, just they are trying to put the electricity. Mm-hmm. They finished everything. 50 million. 50 million. Okay, this is the Finger Company, okay, mm-hmm. whom they owned that complex. Mm-hmm. There were two people or laborers, labor workers, okay, trying to fix the electricity. Uh-huh. Okay, the last. This is the last job to be done. And unfortunately, the wind was so strong. Uh-huh. So while they are trying to fix it, a small fire started. Hmm. In half an hour, it was all dust. $50 million dust.
Vanished.
Yes, vanished. Completely to the earth. Okay?
They survived?
They survived, yes. They got them out. It was in the Houston Chronicle. Yeah. So you can imagine the power of the fire.
This was just last week.
Last week, yes.
You saw the smoke in there.
You see the smoke? In spite of the fact it is far away, Daniel.
Yeah, we saw.
But it was a very big fire. Okay, and actually I was driving, okay, and I was about to suffocate. Mm-hmm. I was driving very, you can't imagine what is fire. You know, this is the problem of the human being. They can't imagine what is the meaning of fire. Okay, if we imagine it, okay, and we realize that the fire of the hell is to the 70 power, okay, so let me have the hardships in this worldly life. Let me pay all the price here. No problem. Okay, so long I believe that there is paradise and hellfire. So long I believe how bad is the fire and the strong of the hell. Okay, but so long we are living our life, we never learn anything from the Quran. We are totally busy with the worldly life. We are just saying Allah is the most merciful. Okay, and Allah will forgive all our deeds. Okay. And don't mention fire, Sister Mona. It is not a good subject. It causes us to feel despair. Okay, so we will never change. And we will never accept any hardship in this worldly life. But I will accept every hardship in this worldly life, believing that, inshallah, Allah is, out of His mercy, is erasing my sins through these hardships, so I am accepting, so I am patient, so I am thankful. You see how, when you believe...
We do, Allah has given us the chance to repent, you know.
You see?
Like sometimes people say, like, if Allah loves us, why would He let us suffer? But it's only because, you know, He's given us this opportunity.
Yes, to get rid of our sins.
To repent and ask for His forgiveness.
And to repent and to ask forgiveness and to do good deeds.
I used to feel like I was one of the people who used to say that. Like, if Allah loves us, why is He going to make us suffer in the hellfire? You know, what kind of God is this that's going to make us suffer? You know, but now I'm like, oh, He's given us the opportunity, you know? He gives us every day opportunity to ask for His forgiveness.
This is the reality, Daniel. But you will feel, you will have these feelings when you all the time believe
this
in the hereafter.
Like arrogance and pride.
Yes.
Know? Yes.
Yes, and the arrogance and pride. Yes. And also, Daniel, when you remember Allah all the time, when the belief is clear in your spirit, when you live Islam as a way of life, all the time, all these facts will be in your heart. You will be living with these facts. But when you live your life away from the Quran, away from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, away from the truth, just very busy, I want to collect wealth, I want to have the best qualifications, I want to marry that most handsome person, I want to have the best house, I want to have the best car, there will be no place in your heart at all. Okay? And this is the reality of cheating yourself. Because the truth is the truth. We must die. The only truth in the worldly life is death. You see how people are totally confusing themselves. When you say to the people, let us remember this and discuss this, most of the sisters will tell you, no, Sister Moon, we will be very upset. We don't want to remember this. Suppose it is your time to die after 5 minutes. Who knows? Yes, who knows? Nobody knows. If you believe that, I don't know the time of my death, I must be ready to die at any time. So everyone must question herself. Myself, I am ready to die. I am ready to be questioned. I am ready that my book of good deeds will be closed. I will not add anything. Believe me, Safiya, for any human being, a week before death, if anyone will know that she will die after 1 week, she will not be able to sleep 1 minute or 1 second. Okay? And all the time she will try to do good deeds, but she will not be able, because we can't cheat Allah. Allah will not allow anyone to do the good deeds, because she knows that she will die. The most important for a good deed to be accepted is the intention. I am doing the good deeds not because I will die after a week. I am doing the good deeds because I am a believer in the oneness of Allah. And this was my way of life, all my life, or the last years of my life, or for some time of my life, not only 1 week after they mentioned to me that I will die soon. So all the time, sisters, let us remember that the Islamic State in Medina was the best state ever over the earth. It was ruled by the Holy Quran. It was the state of justice. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had that treaty with the Jewish to prove that Islam is the religion of justice, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet of mercy. And inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about the rest of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rahman Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, in good conduct, and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.